We've saved the best for last today. Yes, it's International Bagpipe Day. If your mind has wandered off to the windswept Scottish Highlands, hang on, because there's a group of passionate bagpipe campaigners on a quest to show that there is more to the pipes than playing on the heath in a kilt. The bagpipe is simply one of many free reed instruments that has a bellows. Many other countries have their own pipes. And Cassandra Boloso-Barden, a musicologist from London, says they've been unjustly ignored. So, Cassandra, what are we hearing right now? This is not from Scotland. Where is it from?
No, you're hearing some Galician music. It's played on the gaita, which is the bagpipes from northern Spain.
What kinds of occasions would the Galician pipes be used for?
So the Galician bagpipes, I absolutely love them because as soon as you hear them, you know that there's a party going on somewhere. So if you hear the Galician bagpipes, you can expect drummers, people playing the seashells because they do that traditionally as well, people singing, you can expect food somewhere going on, people dancing spontaneously, and of course, a lot of alcohol in most bagpipe cultures, actually, in all of them.
Wow. Okay, so remind us what other countries have bagpipes. We know Scotland, Spain now. How widespread can we go to find bagpipes?
You want me to name all the European countries?
Why don't you just give us a sense of continents? Where will we find bagpipes around the world?
Well, you'd find them all over Europe, from India to Ireland, and any country you can think of, Bulgaria, Belarus, Germany, Sweden, Spain, Italy, Croatia, any country you can think of, Turkey, all these countries have bagpipes, local indigenous bagpipes.
What has International Bagpipe Day actually done for the instrument? Has it popularized bagpipes?
If I may talk a little bit about the history, International Bagpipe Day only exists since 2012, and it was imagined by Andy Letcher, who is the publicity officer for the Bagpipe Society here in the UK. And his idea was to create this day where people in the whole wide world would be celebrating this instrument, which generally they're completely crazy about. So the idea was to bring all these people to talk about their instrument and also to raise awareness about the fact that it's not just the Scottish bagpipes, although we're good friends with the Scots, don't worry. We're actually working in collaboration with them today and next year. So yeah, that was the idea, to bring this awareness. And
is it working out?
It's working out. So on the back of that, that same year, the year we launched the first International Bagpipe Day, I decided, because I'm a PhD student in bagpipes at SOAS in London, to create a bagpipe conference where I would gather on one day the scholars, the researchers, people who have researched the bagpipes, and it worked fantastically well. So that also created a new platform which had never existed before, and now we have biennial bagpipe conferences. So there was one last year and there's one coming up in Glasgow next year with the National Piping Centre.
Wow, so you are going to be, or you already are, a PhD in bagpipes?
Give me two more months, and yes, I might have my PhD in bagpipes. That's right.
What's the title of your dissertation, if I may ask?
So I'm specialized in the bagpipes from Mallorca, and the title is An Anthropology of the Chirimias, the Mallorcan Bagpipes.
That is incredible. So if there is one country's piping tradition that really ought to be better known, which one would it be?
My goodness, where to start? Well, here in the UK, for example, there's a huge bagpipe tradition which is not very well known. So the Bagpipe Society is trying to bring more awareness to it. In Galicia, the bagpipes I play, they're very bright, they're very beautiful, they're very happy. It's a very happy instrument, and there are a few bagpipe superstars. Susana Seivan is one, Carlos Nunez is another. Mm-hmm. And then Bulgaria, for example, that's one of their national instruments. They actually have an orchestra with 100 bagpipes, which is fascinating. And then the Poles, they have these bagpipes which sometimes have carvings of goat in wood, goat heads on the melodic pipe, and the drones are so long that they've got an elbow because otherwise they'd be too long. I mean, there's a whole wide world of mysterious instruments out there, and that's the bagpipes.
Yeah, that Polish tradition is pretty wild. Goat's heads on the instrument.
Yep. It's pretty scary, but it's wonderful. I love it.
You know, Cassandra, I can assure you that earlier when I said International Bagpipe Day, a number of listeners were ready to turn the dial on this radio program. Do you get that?
There's no one who's kind of indifferent about the bagpipes. But generally, people don't like the bagpipes. And then when they hear all these other kind of bagpipes, they change their mind and they realize that there's much more to it than what they had initially thought. You know, when they hear new instruments, they're like, oh, actually, maybe I do like the bagpipes. Maybe these weren't the ones for me.
So we heard you on the Galician pipes a moment ago, Cassandra.
Right.
We've also got some recordings that you've made with an ensemble. Set something up for us that you've laid down with your pipes. What are we going to hear?
Well, you're going to hear a tune performed by Veldens Band, made up of 14 musicians from 4 or 5 different continents. The tune we're going to hear is a Galician tune. It's a polka. And we arranged it in our own way, and we've made it a really smashing festival party tune, sticking to the traditional tune, but just making it as happy as possible.
It is Bagpipes at Go-Go here at The World Today with Cassandra Beloso-Barden. Here she is with Polka for Erica. Cassandra, great to meet you. Thank you, and happy International Bagpipe Day.
You too.
Cassandra!